We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, this is not what was envisioned. I mean, this is now year three of the Sixers trying. Huh. And at this point, they're supposed to be, you know, after tanking for all those years, they're supposed to be dominating. They're supposed to be throttling people. I mean, you tank for a purpose, and I supported that purpose. But it's just not, coming together. And I know Joel Embiid missed a game last night. I know Joel Embiid's missed other games, and I know they're a lesser team when they are without him. And we all understand that. But boy, oh boy, I mean, between Ben Simmons and Brett Brown and then just some of the other, and look, hats off to Josh Richardson. He played a really strong game last night. He was aggressive.
Strong fourth quarter.
But you also see the difference in aggressiveness between Richardson and Tobias Harris. They're just.
Oh, that's true.
You know, like, give me more from
how Richardson gets on fire. It really is like NBA Jam, man.
It's fun. It's
like,
fun.
That's
to watch.
The way it feels.
But you're not going to go anywhere with Josh Richardson as your guy.
No.
That's ridiculous. Like,
no,
the idea,
you can't.
Because here's, let's be real. Fourth quarter, and then we'll get right to the phones. Fourth quarter last night, 5 minutes left in the game, 3 minutes left in the game, 1 minute left in the game. Every single Sixers fan wanted the ball in Josh Richardson's hands. Oh, this is a guy stepping up. Oh, this is a guy showing he's got, you know, let's just say Sam Cassell running down the court saying, I got some of this, if you understand what I'm saying here. Like, he's got that. Okay, cool. But you're not going anywhere with that. He's not good enough to lead you anywhere. That's got to be Ben. It's ridiculous that any of us last night would say, you know what, I'd rather the ball be in Josh Richardson's hands. We all felt it because we all saw it, but that's not the way it should be. Ball should be in Ben's hands because Ben can do something. If he can't do something, I need a different coach. Charge him up. Let's go to the phones, 888-729-9494. The coach, the star, Ben Simmons. To me, I think Brett's got to go, and it's a shame because I like the guy. I think he's got to go. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to John who kicks us off. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, John.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Simmons has got to go. The chemistry of this team is awful to watch. I mean, he can't spread the court. I feel he's a great sixth man. I don't know why. I mean... When he gets the ball, he stunts the offense when he doesn't shoot the ball.
He does, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It's nuts.
I saw a play last night with Ben Simmons. Josh Richardson drove to the lane. Ben Simmons kind of trailed him, driving to the lane. Ben's defender was clearly sagging off the perimeter because Ben sagged off. If Ben had just stood at the three-point line, there would have been more room for Josh Richardson, and Ben could have been a spot-up shooter ready to shoot,
so many
catch and
plays
shoot. But he sags right into the lane. It's like, okay, let's just jam the whole thing up.
It sucks.
Happens every possession.
At the end of the first half last night, there was a play where we couldn't get the ball inbounded because Ben didn't even try to get open. He was just standing there. Like, really?
Yeah.
We wanted to get a shot off. I felt like Ben. I rewound this 10 times. I don't think he tried to get open for an inbounds pass to end the first half because he didn't want to have to shoot it. And we turned the ball over because of it. It's stuff like that. Do you remember when Elton Brand first got here? I don't remember exactly what the time frame was, but there were rumors that Elton, one of his first like lines of business was he inquired about trading Ben Simmons. Do you remember that?
That happened. Okay.
That was reported, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it happened. It was reported that it happened. Okay. Elton Brand's no dummy. I know people are real down on Elton Brand right now because of the way this team looks.
Yeah, Elton's not a dummy at all. Yeah.
I don't think he's a dummy.
No.
And I believe the reports because he knows this is not going to work.
Well,
why continue to try to work miracles with a broken recipe?
It's so aggravating. You know what I so wanted to...
It doesn't matter who's coaching it, Joe. The ingredients suck.
You know what I so wanted to see last night? Now, the Sixers are going to lose the game because the game... And, John, thanks for the call there. The game was basically over. Sixers are down by 6 points. Ben's bringing the ball up with, I think it was like 9 seconds left. Down six. He ended up getting stripped by Malcolm Brogdon.
You mean when he just didn't even try?
He got stripped.
He got stripped and just handed the ball over and then didn't even try to fight and get the ball back?
Yeah, and then that's in the game's over. I wanted to see if he had brought the ball up. Down six, 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Would he have shot it? Would he have shot a three?
Made it easier that it got stolen, and you could tell in his body language he didn't care to get the ball back. I swear. Most guys get the ball stolen.
Oh,
Jimmy Butler gets the ball stolen from him in that situation. Yeah. He's on the floor fighting for it.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Ben didn't care.
Let's go to Steve in Cheltenham. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Fantastic.
I'm troubled.
Annoyed.
Yeah. So, John, I 99.999% of the time I agree with you. But this is why Brett Brown has to go. Number one, you know, this is a players' league, so the players pretty much have more power than the coaches anyway.
Yeah.
So you're not really going to get much back. Ben Simmons is a major problem, but you're not going to get much back for him. But even still, Brett Brown is the head coach. You got to have control of those players in that locker room. And if Ben Simmons isn't doing what you want him to do, you got to bench him. You got to bench him or take the ball out of his hands.
He's never been disciplined. That's the thing. They've never tried discipline. Like, how about this, Ben? You sit. How about it? By the way, how about you sit for like an extended period of time? Because I'm going to show
you. Mean like in the playoffs?
No.
When they took the ball out of his hands and said, you're not point guard anymore?
No, I mean like a regular season game. Dude, you ain't finishing the game. You're not giving me in the first 40 minutes.
How about you're not starting it or finishing it?
Well, however you want to put it. Like, I've told you I need more. You're not giving it to me. You're sitting. Try it. I mean, they lost anyway last night. Try it. So you want discipline from a new coach, Steve? That's what you're getting at?
It's got to be a coach with cachet. You can't bring another new head coach in. It's got to be somebody that has the cachet to be able to discipline these players. Because again, it's a player driven league, so you got to have somebody. And I'm not saying Jeff Van Gundy, but somebody.
No, I'll say it. Jeff Van Gundy is a great name, Steve. Look, I'll tell you the three names I've told you for going on 2 years that this has been a topic. I got three names at the top of my list.
And one of them is absurd.
No, all three of them are phenomenal. Jeff Van Gundy.
I'm fine with Van Gundy.
Now, this next guy probably might be too old and might not want to do it. And if he tells you no, that's fine. But you actually ask him. Phil Jackson.
I'm fine asking. He won't do it, but I'm fine asking Phil Jackson.
I mean, Phil Jackson would come in here and hand Ben Simmons a book about fear of something, and he would try to get
the fear out
of him. He might not read it, but I would try it. Phil
He's
Jackson.
Too cool to do stuff like that.
Either way, I think Phil's done.
He probably is done, and I grant that. Third, laugh at me all you want.
I will laugh at you.
Rick Pitino.
No, crazy.
Dude, Rick Pitino can coach basketball.
Stop with that, man.
Rick Pitino can coach basketball. He desperately wants into the NBA. He's coaching.
Because he's stuck in Greece.
He's coaching in Greece.
Because his whole career was.
He's coaching in Greece because there was a scandal in college basketball, and no one in college basketball will hire him, and that's fine. Whatever. He can coach basketball. You can't tell me you'd rather have Brett Brown than Rick
Pitino.
Well, he's
not had a lot of success in the NBA for what it's worth.
Well, he had success with the Knicks the first go-around. And by the way, he's like the originator of let's shoot three-pointers. What he was doing with the Knicks in the late 80s was let's shoot threes. 30 years later, everybody shoots threes. He can adapt. He's smart. He wins. I would take Pitino in a millisecond to coach the 76ers. A lot of people laugh at me on that one. Let's go to Matt who's with us. What's up, Matt?
Morning, guys.
Hi, Matt.
Good morning, man. Pitino had no players with the Celtics, by the way, and that's a big part of why he lost also. Go ahead, Matt.
Thank you. Touch on Ben a little bit, and then I'll touch on Brett Brown a little bit.
Yep.
Ben, he's just too selfish, man. This team, they're not a 3-point shooting team, and they shot like 18% last night, and they're just continue to shoot. And the reason why they're doing it is because Ben can't open up this offense to where they could run a half court game that they want to run.
Yeah.
So they're all sagging down into the box to where you can't run an offense the way you want to. And here we are shooting 30, 40 threes a game, and shooting 18%. And it kind of puts Brett in a spot because, you know, now he doesn't know what to do with Ben, and Ben's just disrespecting Brett by, you know, not trying to help out. And I don't know how to explain it, Matt.
You started out the call by saying Ben's too selfish. It's amazing how crossed up the lines of communication get on this thing, because everyone says Ben's such an unselfish player. You know, like he looks to pass, pass, pass. It's so crazy to think that he is selfish. I believe he is selfish, and that's why he passes. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's a bizarre thing right there.
It's just like counterintuitive. The guy is so wrapped up in not looking bad.
Yeah, I agree with you, John.
That he passes rather than risk failure.
Failure as a shooter. Yeah.
And I do feel like it's
not unselfish.
It is putting Brett it's putting him on the hot seat now. And at the same time, I mean, yeah, it's up to him to lay the law and discipline these guys, but he's not doing it. And that being said, now, if you want to fire him, I understand that, but you can't fire him in the middle of the season. And why I say that is because you fire him, all you're doing, you're going to hire within if you fire in the middle of the
don't
season.
Have to, you don't have to hire. You don't have to hire within. Why do you have to hire within?
You're right. You don't. But majority of the time,
Rick Pitino could be here in 15 hours. He'd get on a plane from Greece. He'd be coaching the Sixers.
I mean,
16 hours later, he'd be coaching the Sixers. Jeff Van Gundy could be here in 3 hours.
Do you agree that they'll probably stick within when you're midway through the season?
I think, Matt, I'll tell you this, and thanks for the call, man. I have thought the whole time that Brett would survive the season. I think it's getting close. I don't think they'll fire him today. I don't think they'll fire him this week. I'm telling you, if they had two more weeks of bad basketball, I think he is getting in some deep trouble. And look, our poll today, you know, morning, not that the morning show poll matters unless John Middleton's listening and then he decides to sign free agents on the basis of that. if you remember that last year. Hey, the polls told us to sign Bryce Harper. But the morning show poll today, what was it, 71%, I think, said Brett Brown's got to go?
I think it was higher, yeah.
Was it higher than
like
that?
75 or something.
Well, let's get to our Twitter poll question today. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all the pro football playoff action at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. Today's question, now look, maybe ultimately both will have to go, but today's question, who has to go first? A, Brett Brown, B, Ben Simmons. Where do you come down on that? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. A, Brett Brown gone first. B, Ben Simmons gone first. Who would you get rid of first? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to Bill, and Pittman is with us. Hey, Bill.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good. Fantastic.
Hey, I want to make three quick points. One, Ben and Brett are joined at the hip.
Yeah.
And the coach is the great apologist for Ben, and they both need to go. Secondly, Joe, you like to brag about how great of a foul shooter you are, and I'm not doubting
that.
Well,
I'm not bragging. I'm just stating facts. I'm a great foul shooter. That's not bragging.
All right.
Just, yeah.
So I want to give you the Ben Simmons shooting technique at the foul line, okay?
Spin the ball sideways.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's because his elbow's out to the side.
Yeah.
I mean,
stick
literally,
your
put your elbow in a different zip code and shoot foul shots
yeah,
like that.
That's
and
incredible.
See how good you are.
You're right, man.
It's amazing.
You're right. It's,
and why would you do that?
Yeah.
Good Lord. He made a couple last night. Yeah. I mean, good for him.
Seriously, guys, we're hanging our hat on the fact that he's hit 2 3-point shots halfway through the season. Come on. And if you go out and get Rick Pitino, I guarantee you when Rick Pitino is meeting with Elton Brand, the conversation is going to be trade Ben Simmons and get me a veteran point guard on this team.
Well, that's
the
thing.
And I'll come coach the Sixers.
And see, that's the thing, Bill. And if you hire, and look, appreciate the call, man. If you hire a guy like Pitino, and by the way, it could be any number of other people. It doesn't mean Ben has to get traded right away, and I wouldn't advocate it that you do, because there is natural talent there that is extraordinary. Extraordinary. The combination of power and athleticism, speed, flexibility, dexterity. I mean, you know, quickness. There's a lot of stuff with Ben Simmons. I'd like to see another coach.
But what does that amount to? I'd like to see
with another coach. And then if the next coach, let's say you fire Brett today. You bring in another coach. He's got half a year to evaluate. You take your shot in the playoffs. If it doesn't work, the coach goes to ownership and says, look, here's the deal. Guy's got to go. I tried it. The last coach tried it. We couldn't get him to change. Now I'm would be more into trading Ben Simmons if a second coach felt that way.
So you really want to go to the playoffs again, doomed for failure, rather than enter the playoffs with a chance to let Joel shine because the floor is no longer congested. Ben's out of the picture. We have spacing offensively. and Joel can be who he told us he was going to be, you know, when they lost it last year.
I don't want to waste time, but I also don't
want... Well, you're wasting another season, but I
don't...
Joe, do you really think this team will win when other teams ratchet up the intensity and change the way they play us to take advantage of the fact that we have Ben Simmons on our team and that hamstrings us? Do you really think that's going to change in the postseason? Ben means we lose in the postseason. Do you want to win or do you want to lose in the postseason?
I gotcha.
You really want to enter another postseason with Ben?
Well, and I'll tell you what, Jimmy Lynam had a just, he put it so perfectly last night. I forget the exact nature of the exact words, but last night postgame on TV, he basically said, because Ben Simmons was great in the first half last night, the 20 points, he was impactful, right? But Jimmy Lynam was talking about fourth quarter basketball, and then he said especially playoff basketball, half court basketball.
Yep.
And that's when Ben goes from being really good. Hey, if this was a track meet, and if this was let's get up and down constantly, then okay, you could have a top 10 player in the NBA. The game changes. Fourth quarter basketball, it becomes it slows down. Playoff-based basketball, it slows down, and that's when Ben's at his worst.
And unfortunately, that's the part that matters most. That's the basketball that matters
most.
No, it is. You want to win championships. Yeah. That's what wins you championships. And we can't do that with him as our point guard.
Aggravating.
Or point forward or whatever he is.
Yeah, he'd also,
he
by the way,
be in another town in order for us to win a championship.
And I'll tell you this, he also wouldn't be, like the idea of we'll just have someone else be the point guard and move Ben to the power forward spot. You'd still have issues because you still won't have anywhere to stand. Still won't have anywhere to stand. Like, it's not a solution. Oh, he's now the four instead of the one. Oh, okay, go stand in the dunker position. That's really a good spot in 2020. The dunker position. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah. Eli in Cherry Hill. What's up, Eli?
Yo, what's up, big bro? How you doing?
Eli.
You definitely know football season's over when we open the show talking about basketball for the first 40 minutes.
No question.
Very sad.
That's what it is. Hey, listen, man, I wish we were gearing up for an Eagles playoff game. We are not.
Like, honestly, I don't even think we should be talking about basketball. This team's a joke. Brown's got to go.
Been bad.
But I'm looking forward to fantasy camp next week with you.
Well, I'm looking forward to fantasy camp next week.
Hey, Eli, did you go last year, or is this your first year?
No, this is my first year. I'm going because Joe went last year, and he said he had a great time.
Eli heard about it and wanted to go.
Did you actually put in for, like, roomies?
Yep, I put in for roomies. I put in to be on his team. I put in to the person to draw the bath for him.
Did you find out if you got on the same team as Joe?
We don't find out until the first day.
Oh, man. So would you rather play with Joe or against Joe?
Well, because I love Joe so much, I'd rather play against him because if he needs that sixth hit, I would volunteer to pitch and throw a softball right down the middle for him.
Eli.
Are you serious?
Now you're talking, man.
Dude, I love Joe. Like, he's really the only reason why I really want to go to fantasy camp. All those legends, but I've been listening to Joe for the last 8 years.
Wow!
Jeez.
So, Joe DeCamera over Philly's legends.
I know. We may have unveiled a serious problem
here. I wouldn't say that either.
Right? Hey, Eli might be trying to throw Joe meatballs down the middle to win this contest. Hey, I'm okay with that.
Everybody wins.
I know.
Really.
Eli, it's a good idea.
Eli, I like your style. I look forward to seeing you next week. We'll have fun at fantasy camp.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to meet you and everything. Again, we've been long-lost brothers, so it's
long-lost brothers. Eli, the little brother. All right, Eli, thank you.
Take it easy, bud.
You're a good man.
Daddy's going to draw your bath for you.
Well, let's settle down now. Let's settle down.
Yeah,
hey, let's not settle down.
Right?
Let's give you a chance right now to win it. Throughout the show, to win a pair of tickets to the Black Crowes. Why settle down? Head to the Black Crowes present. Shake Your Moneymaker. Played in its entirety, plus all their other hits. Taking place this upcoming summer, Tuesday, July the 14th. Isn't that Bastille Day? Is that Bastille Day, July 14th?
I got no idea.
Oh, who knows?
I think that might be Bastille Day. Anyway, Tuesday, July 14th, 2020, at the BB&T Pavilion. Tickets on sale.
It is Bastille Day.
There you go. There you go.
This guy over here.
A little French history for
you.
Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. A happy birthday today to Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed himself. Carl Weathers, Action Jackson, Carl Weathers, of course, Apollo Creed, most famous for, and amongst many other things in the Rocky saga, Apollo, of course, a great nemesis in Rocky I, a nemesis in Rocky II, a friend in Rocky III, and dies in Rocky IV. Out of nowhere, bang, Apollo's dead. It's one of the most shocking things. Like, Apollo just died? Yep. If he dies, he dies. Apollo dies in Rocky IV. It's sad. So in honor of Apollo dying, shockingly, John, I'd ask you, James, and everyone at 888-729-9494 as we look to give away today these Black Crow tickets. What's the most shocking thing in a movie? Like, what was shocking? When you think, because, you know, we're all movie fans. When you think, John, is something in a movie that was shocking, I don't know if you want to go Mount Rushmore or not, but something shocking. What shocked you in a movie?
Jeez. I guess, wow, there's so many. I'm thinking Deer Hunter, and you haven't seen it, so.
I have not.
I guess I just took it off the board.
Okay, Hunter.
There's a scene, a Russian roulette.
Okay.
Scene in Deer Hunter that is, I mean, nauseating. It's so shockingly powerful. I mean, truly jaw-dropping.
Okay. All right. Shocking moments in a movie. We're looking for the best of all time. James, when you think of something really, truly shocking in a movie, what do you think of?
Verbal Kent limping along, and all of a sudden he's not limping anymore.
Well, that's a big one. Usual Suspects. Look, there's a lot. 888-729-9494. I feel the need for speed. No, I don't feel the need for speed. I feel the need to take off the board what I think might be the winning answer. And it's not normally my style to do so, but this one's such a haymaker. Like, James, all right, James took Usual Suspects off the board. I will take Darth Vader being Luke's father off the board.
Wow.
And I don't think there's any spoiler there. It happened 40 years ago. I mean, because it would have to be the winning answer, right?
Yeah, I would have voted for that.
All right, so hit us up here. Now that that's off the board, now that Kaiser Soze is off the board, we're looking for the best answer here to something shocking in a movie.
So many good ones.
No, there's a lot of good ones. I'll tell you, the ear scene in Reservoir Dogs, let's rip off the ear and pour some gasoline in there. Is it gasoline that goes in there?
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty shocking.
I think that director creates the shocking scenes with regularity.
All right, hit us up here at 888-729-9494. We're looking for the most shocking thing ever in a movie. Best answer by the end of the show wins the tickets to the Black Crowes concert happening July 14th at the BB&T Pavilion. Let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Hey, Dennis.
Well, Hammer, Dennis from Mount Laurel is coming to you from Dennis in Orlando on the radio.com.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Tax-free down there in Orlando.
I just got out of the jacuzzi, and I was thinking of you getting out of your bubble bath, Joe.
Well, thank you, except I don't take bubble baths. I just take regular baths.
Beautiful down here. It's about 73, sunny, very nice.
What are you doing? Are you at, like, Disney World and stuff? Or are you
Disney
for business?
Disney with the grand business. I'm retired, my man.
Yeah, wow.
Disney with the grandkids for 4 days, and then Naples with my brother for 4 days.
Good for you, Dennis. That's awesome.
Hey, one point about television before I get to my Sixers. They've got to start these games at 7 o'clock.
Terrible last night. You're talking about the college football? It's terrible. I mean, I know the West Coast is a factor, but for that game to end last night at 12:20, it's asinine.
The NFL starts the Super Bowl at 6:30. Screw the West Coast, you know? We got to get these World Series games and all of these important games starting at 7 o'clock. So what's more important, the beginning of a game or the end of a game? The end of a game.
Yeah. The end of the game is more important. It's just 12:20 is too late.
I don't have a problem with it.
Too long.
I think it's a special occasion. It's a special night. You know that's just what it is.
But, John, that's hard for people last night around here. 12:20.
Okay.
I
understand. And you know that you're going to have to make a sacrifice for the rest of the week. But I think that the in the grand scheme of things, like the big business.
No, they could have started
commercial.
No way. Kickoff was supposed to be 8 o'clock. They don't kick off to like
the
8:30.
Advertising rights and all that stuff. Like, no, they want
your
this.
It doesn't
prime
need to go
time
to 12:30. It just doesn't.
I just ridiculous.
I mean, that was a 4-hour game.
I don't think there's any way around it.
Start the game earlier. Boom. Done.
Yeah. They have
we did it.
They have long half times in these championship games and tons of incomplete passes in college football because they pass a ton. Now, those quarterbacks last night,
and
I mean,
the clock stops with the first down. Yeah, it's just a slower game.
All that stuff. And it just, Dennis, go ahead, man.
Brett Brown has got to go, and I'm a Brown guy. You know that. I've supported him like you have, but he is indecisive, and I've been a supervisor many years of my career. If you're indecisive as a supervisor, your people will take advantage of you. You're done. He has got to go.
All right, Dennis, what do you got here? Something truly shocking in a movie.
Well, of course you took mine off the board, Hammer.
What's
like
that?
You usually do.
Well, I didn't mention Obi-Wan getting killed by Darth Vader yet.
Well, there you go. You took another one.
Strike me down.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, give me another one.
How about at the end of Goodfellas when Pesci and his brother get beat to death and then buried alive?
Yeah.
All right. You got it, Dennis. Appreciate that call right there. Yeah, that's not particularly pleasant. There's no doubt about that. All right. Let's talk to
You know what else isn't pleasant?
What?
We're talking about scenes in movies that are shocking and people dying. I mean, any coach that comes here will be short-lived, will be not for long as Ben Simmons is on this team. It doesn't matter who the coach is. And I thought what you did before, let's bring someone else in. Maybe he can get through to Ben. Really? Really think? It's been 4 years, Joe.
Yeah.
4 years we've waited for something. And I haven't seen a glint.
Yeah. So here's what I would tell you, John. I actually think there's a higher chance than not that the next coach would not get through to Brett Brown. But I'll use
Ben Simmons, mean?
To Ben Simmons.
Right.
But so, I will use a common phrase that you would often hear, you know, sometimes from a teacher, maybe a parent, and would always drive all of us nuts when we were kids, but it's true. Life isn't fair. This might not be fair to Brett Brown, but it's what it is. It's
Joe,
what it is.
I'm not saying I protect Brett Brown. I'm saying no matter who the – I'm saying Brett is less the problem than Ben. Because you bring another coach in, it will be the same. Like, that's – in the grand scheme of things, I think they both need to be gone. But I think that Ben has a much higher priority on the, you know, axe list because he will destroy our hopes regardless of who you bring in to try to get through.
Could be. By the way, a friend texted me here and said, did Pesci die?
Yeah, it was the end of Casino. I was going
to
jump in.
And it didn't
sense.
Sound right
yeah,
to me.
He gets
I was
shot.
That's why
in
I was
Goodfellas.
That's why I was confused.
It's the whole when he's getting made thing
yes.
in Goodfellas. Yeah.
So we know Dennis won't win because he didn't even name the right movie. Interesting scene. But, well, you can't name the wrong movie. I mean,
no, I agree.
You just can't name the wrong movie.
I cannot
have
win.
Have a winning answer. Pat in Blackwood. What's up, Pat?
Hey, how you doing? Great show, guys, as usual.
Thanks,
I got to
Pat.
Agree with both of you 100%. I think you're both right. You know, there has to be something said about Jimmy Butler leaving, number one. There's more behind the scenes here, I think, than any of us know that's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, coaching means a lot. I know, like, when they had Wilt Chamberlain years ago, he couldn't win a championship until Alex Hannum come in. Ben Simmons, I totally agree with you on that one, that he's got to go. And I think he's got to go first. And then I would unload – in the meantime, I would unload Brent Brown before the end of the year if I could, because this guy's got to show me he can coach yet, because he's been babysitting now for 3 years. I don't see, honestly, the center improving a whole lot more. He's pretty much been doing the same things wrong.
He did. He did earlier in his career. His improvement has stagnated. And I actually think and this is just my theory. I think his body's getting worse.
Yeah.
I think we're actually seeing. Like, I think the non improvement is related to that. They have to be so careful about how they play him and when they play him. And this even includes the off season. I think his development has been stunted because of his body.
Well, yeah. He can't. Absolutely. He can't practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to be careful all the time with the knee.
Yep.
Simmons stands around so much on the floor, I can't even watch him anymore.
It is amazing.
You know, the best coach in the city is out in Villanova. That's the guy I think. They ought to get rid of Brett Brown. They ought to get rid of Ben Simmons, get a veteran point guard, and bring that guy in and let him. But he probably won't even want it.
Well, it's been floated many times. You know, listen, Jay's name's come up a ton, and it's never happened. He's never jumped anywhere. He never jumped to Kentucky. He never jumped to the pros. You know, and I that might be by choice. It might be that the offer's never been extended. It's just it's what it's
been.
Well,
even the guys you mentioned, Joe, they'd be way better than this guy.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. People laugh at me, Pitino. Guys, Pitino is hungry, man. He wants to be in the NBA. And I don't need him for 10 or 12 years. I need him for 3 or 4. I need Rick Pitino right now to give me everything he's got. And I think he would do a magnificent job. Pat, shocking thing in a movie. What do you got?
Well, I don't even really Shyamalan's movie, the one where Bruce Willis gets killed in it, but he doesn't know he's dead.
Sixth Sense.
That's a great one.
That is a good answer
Super
right there.
Super answer.
Pat, really good answer. Again, good movie. I think it's a little overrated, but a very good movie.
Just for what it's worth, Rick Pitino is an NBA coach, 192 and 220.
Yeah, I understand. He went to the Celtics, and as he said, Bird, McHale, and Parrish aren't walking through that door. He had no players in Boston. He had no players.
He had one good year with the Knicks. One.
Yeah, well, he only coached there for like a year and a half, right?
2 years, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think they beat the Celtics. He beat a Bird Celtics team in the playoffs.
Sure, you just got to get
Patrick
your
Ewing
mind
hit a corner
around.
Three.
Got to get your mind around the idea that he's more.
Dude, Pitino's a winner, man. He's a winner.
Okay, there are some coaches who are winners at some levels and losers at other levels.
I understand that.
Across all sports.
There's an advantage.
He's one of those guys.
Listen, I understand that I wouldn't feel as good with Rick Pitino as a pro coach as a college coach. It's like Nick Saban. But at the same time, I take my chance. I mean, if you were a pro football team, and I know Saban crashed and burned one time in Miami, but are you telling me you wouldn't consider Nick Saban if you had the chance?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, I would.
It doesn't work.
I think that's a little different.
It doesn't work. There's no NFL player who wants to buy into what he's selling, man.
I think
it won't work.
All right, let's talk to Kevin in Mount Airy. What's going on, Kev?
How you doing today?
Good.
I'm here. I got your movie, the best movie. At the same time.
You gotta turn that radio off in the background there, Kevin.
Sorry.
All right, what do you got here? We can tell. Welcome aboard. Something shocking in a movie. What do you got?
This I was just talking about the other day. The two guys are in a jam. You think you've seen it before, and then the dialogue changes to "Bring out the gimp." Pulp Fiction, and that scene is just like the biggest U-turn. What is going on?
Yes, it is. Well said.
All right, Kevin, we got you.
That's got a bunch, man.
We got you.
Again, that director, man.
What's the deal? I'll tell you something shocking.
Are you a Quentin Tarantino fan, Joe? I don't even think you are.
I wouldn't refer to myself as a fan.
Haven't seen a bunch of his
movies. I have not. I've seen some.
What's wrong with you? Why do we ask?
I've seen Reservoir Dogs. I've seen Pulp Fiction. I have not seen many others.
I have not seen the first two. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, and then after that, I was like,
he's been making movies since 1994 or whenever that was.
Reservoir Dogs was like 90. He's nominated for Best Director this year or whatever.
Pulp Fiction, 94.
I'll look up if I've seen others. Quentin, how do you spell Tarantino? Let's see here.
T-A-R-A-N-T-I-N-O.
I put in
just
Quentin.
Throw them at you. Kill Bill. Either of the Kill Bills.
Yeah, Quentin Michael
Django
came up.
Django Unchained. Inglourious Basterds. No.
Have you seen any of these? No. You haven't seen Kill Bill?
No, and a lot of them I don't like the titles. See, a title.
Oh, yeah, that's how you didn't see Inglourious Basterds because you like the title. That's a horrible reason.
Yeah, no, I'm not. You've got to have a good title. If you don't have a good title, I got a problem.
That's a horrible reason not to see a movie.
Yep, it's a factor. 888-729-9494. Coming up, your chance to win $1,000. Also up ahead, I have a list in front of me. Eagles free agents. Who are they? Obviously, we know some of the main ones, but what about some of the other players we haven't talked about that are free agents? Should they stay? Should they go? Do we want them? How pricey will they be? We'll dive into that next. The construction of next year's Eagles team, 2020 Eagles team. We'll get into that. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
At Supercuts, details matter. That's why they end every haircut with a signature hot towel finish, so you'll leave feeling clean and super ready to go. Every Supercut is finished with a signature hot towel refresher. Your stylist will clean off stray hairs from your face and neck so you can leave feeling clean, sharp, and ready to get back to your day. Supercut's expert stylists know how to get your cut just right, and you can save time and check in online with the Supercut's mobile app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play. It's super simple and awesome. Take it from me. When it's time for a haircut, save time, check in online using their convenient mobile app, or just go to supercuts.com. When you're there, ask your Supercut stylist for the Tea Tree experience today. Invigorating, relaxing. The Tea Tree experience is something you've got to try. Find a location near you at supercuts.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.